2. Because there's nothing dramatically or even apparently wrong with his life, many men would envy it, and because Bob Du Bois was raised as most poor children are raised, to keep a wary eye on those less fortunate than he rather than to gaze hungrily in the opposite direction, he is not inclined to complain about his life. In fact, what he hates about his life is precisely what he usually points to with pride. He has a steady job, he owns his own house, he has a happy, healthy family, and so on. The trouble with his life, if he were to say it honestly, which at this moment in his life he cannot, is that it's over. He's alive, but his life has died. He's 30 years old, and if for the next 35 years he works as hard as he has so far, he will be able to stay exactly where he is now, materially, personally. He'll be able to hold on to what he's got. Yet everything he sees in store windows or on TV, everything he reads in magazines and newspapers, and everyone he knows, his boss, Fred Turner, his friends at the shop, his wife and children, even his brother Eddie, tells him that he has a future, that his life is not over, for there's still a hell of a lot more of everything out there, and it's just waiting for the taking. And a guy like Bob Du Bois, steady, smart, skilled, good-looking, and with a sharp sense of humor, too, all a guy like that has to do is reach up and grab it. It's the old life as ladder metaphor, and everyone in America seems to believe in it. Bob has survived in a world where mere survival is insufficient, so if he complains about its insufficiency, he's told to look below him, see how far he's come already, see how far he's standing above those still at the bottom of the ladder, and if he says, "All right, then, fine, I'll just hold on to what I've got," he'll be told, "Don't be stupid, Bob, look above you. A new car, a summer house down on the Maine coast where you can fish to your heart's content, early retirement, Bob, college-educated children, and someday you'll own your own business, too, and your wife can look like Lauren Bacall in Mink, and you can pick up your girlfriend in Aix-en-Provence in your Lancia. Improve your memory, Bob. Eliminate baldness. Amaze your friends and family." He stands in front of the Sears Roebuck store, seemingly to study the children's clothes worn by the mannequins, but actually he's thinking about his penis and testicles. The children in the window, school children, are blonde and clear-faced, happy and chic. All good students with book bags and briefcases, dressed in crew-neck sweaters and corduroy pants, wool wraparound skirts, and nylon tights. They're happy. Snow is falling onto Bob Du Bois' cap and shoulders. His hands are in his pants pockets, and he is taking care not to touch.